Jamie Brown is a Chattanooga citizen who's working for the betterment of our community. Through her participation as vice chairperson for the Chattanooga chapter of Sierra Club and as consultant for the Gathering Garden in Hickson, as well as her participation on the local Food and Agriculture Board. Born in Cleveland, Tennessee, Brown has lived in Chattanooga for about 10 years. She holds a Master's of Environmental Science degree from the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, and she believes in making Chattanooga a greener, more sustainable city to live in.
Started out in environmental justice because I studied Chattanooga Creek and all the brownfields over there, and Sierra Club has been involved in some of those. And the issue was I had also worked at the Department of Human Services, handing out food stamps and welfare. And what I found was a lot of people were being hurt and inhibited by their environment, by what had happened in the past, not being able to pull forward because of sickness, being exposed to, you know, environmental issues in the area, being in the floodplain, not being able to plant their own crops, putting up parks on toxic dumps, you know. And so it became a generational thing, and I'm like, well, how is anybody ever going to reach self-sufficiency if they can't even hold down a job because of illness? And then I saw the bigger problem being the food deserts. And like, well, there's not even access. You have the food stamps or whatever you need, and then you don't even have access to good, healthy food.
Jamie Brown wanted local citizens to have access to good, healthy food. She had been much inspired by a garden on Hickson Pike, which had thrived in 2009. But around April of this year, the garden had become overgrown, and so she stopped in to the church next door to ask about it.
So I went in there and found out that the man that had started it could no longer do it. And the people in the church didn't know how to do it, how to get started. And I guess it was divine intervention that we met, because then I took it on just to get something in the ground because it was so beautiful last year. I'm like, it has to go on.
Brown says that the Gathering Garden is a community garden, and it's open to the community.
It's open. We try to pull in people from Hickson and downtown. We have several groups that come out and volunteer. We have a work day on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 where you can come out and help us weed and help us mulch and help us harvest and everything. And then if you're working it, then you can take some goodies home, which is always nice. We do have a surplus, and we donate it to Hakoba Care, which is the Hamilton County Baptist Association, because the whole mission of the garden is to feed those less fortunate that need it. And I think that that is what our community should be focusing on.
Brown says that the Gathering Garden has a grand plan for biodiversity, which includes composting, vermicomposting, using worms, and a system which she's very excited about called aquaponics.
And we're starting a pond for hopefully an aquaponic system and a greenhouse that will tie in, because I personally believe that that is what's going to feed the poor, is an aquaponic system. It's not industrial agriculture. I mean, you can't expect third world countries that have no access to fresh water and have barren land to be able to grow industrialized corn and be able to sustain a village on that. However, if you teach a man to fish, which is what the aquaponics system does, it uses fish, and their nutrients from the water feeds the plants in rock. You don't even need soil. And the plants take it and grow, and then the recycled water goes back to the fish. So not only are you providing vegetables, you're providing protein to people. And that system could feed an entire village and completely be self-sufficient.
Aquaponics, simply defined, is a sustainable food production system that combines aquaculture, raising fish in tanks, and hydroponics, growing plants in water, so that both grow better. And the aquaponics system for growing food, reportedly, uses less than 2% of the water that traditional farming does, and 1/10 of the energy of conventional farming, and has 8 to 10 times more vegetable production in the same area and time. Brown is also excited about the new citywide compost initiative, started by the local Food and Agriculture Board, which she is a part of. She sees urban farming, using a technique called vertical farming, as a way to provide healthy food sustainably in cities across the country.
Well, I took applications of sustainability, a master's level class taught by Tricia King with the Tennessee Public Land Trust last year, and it was, give us your ideas. UTC wanted our ideas. What do you see it being? And that's when the aquaponics thing came up, the vertical farming. Urban farming. I mean, UTK is the master of agriculture over there. You know, their pre-vet and their ag program is unbelievable. But UTC could really be onto something if they would take the initiative to start doing this sort of urban farming concept going on. And what better place to do it but Chattanooga? No other school has really taken on this. And, you know, that would be a beautiful idea. Have green roofs and do the abandoned buildings, do the vertical farming, and get people in there to see how this stuff is done and just rely on the farmers for the knowledge. Because even the traditionalist local farmer only has access to so much land, and that's what we're going to be, is going to be the problem, is having the land and the water to do traditional agriculture. That's going to be the problem of the future, basically.
Brown was also a founding member of the Chattanooga chapter of the Sierra Club, a major conservation group which began in 1893 with the mission to enlist the support and cooperation of the people and government in preserving the forest and other natural features of the Sierra Nevada. Chattanooga's Cherokee chapter of the Sierra Club has taken off, and in fact, their do-it-yourself solar workshop last month brought in 90 people who were interested in integrating solar power as a way to reduce their carbon footprint. Next month, the Sierra Club plans to hold a workshop on geothermal energy, and they have continuing programs set up for the last Monday of every month at 7 p.m. at Green Spaces. For more information about the work of Jamie Brown with the Gathering Garden, the Sierra Club, and the local Food and Agricultural Board, follow the links to our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Monessa Guilfoyle.